Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Mornings, and that is because you are all with me. So I thank you. I just have to tell you, I'm only going to be on here for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I did not want to take the show off because I want to tell everybody what's going on next week. And I thank you, everyone in chat and people that are listening, because I'm going to tell you a few things I want to talk about real quickly. But first of all, we had a fabulous week, everyone. We had different guests. They all love the energy on the show. They love my chatters. They love my listeners. They love being on the show. And all of them have asked to come back. And I'm hoping to bring our psychic surgeon back our numerologist, who I just adore, Carol Patton, our psychic surgeon was Peter Langhorn, and our tarotist and medium, Anne Marie. It's Anne Marie Sylvester. I am actually putting on another show for her on a Sunday. It's February 8th. She wanted to do more, and I wanted her to do more, but I only had that hour. So she's coming back to do 90 minutes with you on Sunday at 4 o'clock, February 8th. I do want to go over next week's schedule, but I would like to tell everybody, please, please like me on Blog Talk Radio. Go into my Facebook and friend me. You'll find out all about the shows. And if you would like to get a hold of me, because I do readings and I do counseling, please get a hold of me either at my website that's just up. It's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, which takes you to BonnieAlbersOnAir@Weebly.com. You can do either one. And there's a contact section. When you go to the button, what do you want to contact me for? There's a little arrow, so you can contact me for counseling, psychic readings, or mediumship, and I think I have life coaching on there too. So, and life coaching is a combination. So please pick which one you want. It'll send a message to me on my email, which is balbers714@aol.com, and I will send you back a reply response and give you several dates that I can actually do something reading, type of reading, or counseling with you. Remember, counseling, if you're just kind of passing things by, that's great, because one session, two sessions would be great. But just know that counseling in itself takes time. I have great, great, great numbers. I am really good at what I do. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and life's just problems. So if you'd like a counseling session, that would be great. And if you want a reading, which I always include anyway in my counseling, I'm intuitive. So when I do counseling, we talk about you, but when I do a reading, we are actually looking at you and your life. So I would love you to tell me which reading you would like. Again, you can go to BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. Now, I have podcasts, and I don't know how to get them over. If anybody's out there, I get my podcasts. I have over 200 of them. But when I Google to get my podcast, somebody else comes up. Some other guy teaching science is using my podcast name. So if anybody knows why or how, if you're technically savvy out there, before I have to call someone, please let me know. And let me tell you about our guest next week. And also, please download that. I am now a columnist. I'm a columnist for PsychicInsightMagazine.com, www.PsychicInsightMagazine.com. Google it, see it. I'm on the first page. It's Ask Bonnie. And just write in the questions. You'll see at the end of the mag that you can send in your questions, and I will respond to them. It is a quarterly magazine, so remember that Jerry Humphries, who's the one that is the CEO of the magazine, is putting it out quarterly. I think he's going to have too much pressure, and he might have to put out bi-monthly or monthly, because we've had such a great response from it. It's some great articles. He's got great authors, great clairvoyants, mediums, doctors, PhDs writing for it. So please, the first issue was January, so please, please go download it, like it, share it, give me all your responses, and send in questions, because I love that I'm a columnist. Anyway, just to tell you again, it's quarterly. I think the next one comes out in April, and I'll tell you, this one's going to be double the size as the first one. So please, it's free, download it. Now, our guest next week, I love, on Monday, it is going to be Mimi and the Wake Up World with Bonnie. So I will be taking callers. We will be chatting about metaphysics. Anything from chat, I will be taking questions from chat. And whoever calls in, we'll just chat away. So Monday is Wake Up World with Bonnie. On Tuesday, I am bringing Jerry Humphries in. Jerry Humphries is the CEO of the magazine Psychic Insight magazine, and it is a free magazine I just told you about. But what is so cool is he is a psychic medium, clairvoyant. He's clair everything, and he goes in through animals, animal totems. He does numbers. Jerry does every single thing you could think of, and he is excellent at it. So I am going to be bringing him back by popular demand, and he is going to be taking your calls. People do send him pictures of their missing animals, and he finds them, but he has to see the animal. But he can connect with your animal clairvoyantly if they're in spirit, and he will talk to them for you as well as if you have one in your house. But he will need a picture of it if he needs to find the animal. So he also is so cool and spot on in times, dates. I mean, he's just amazing. And again, he will be taking readings and talking and interacting with you all. On Wednesday, you know we have Astro Wednesday. So Astro Wednesday is going to be super cool because Ron Cole, we call him Dr. Ron Cole now. He's been a doctor for a lot of years, and I just never put it in the, you know, in the bio for him. But he wants you to all know he is a doctor of astrology, and he teaches master astrology. He teaches astrology 101 all the way up. He is going to get his Skype together, and then he's going to offer classes. He's a world-renowned astrologist. He does very famous people. He does all kinds of readings from astrological charts. You have to have your birth chart to updates every year, to if you have an issue, he'll hone in on that. He's really a good, great, great plethora of information. The hour two, we are going to have Leslie Journey. You know, Mercury retrograde, it's tying my tongue together here. And I thought it was only about electronic stuff, so maybe I'm bionic. Anyway, hour two is Leslie Journey. You know Leslie. She comes in with all kinds of information. She does also interact with her audience, all of our callers. She gives names and dates. She's clairaudient, clairvoyant. She's a medium. She gives you answers. She's a life coach herself. She teaches, and she's a reverend. So please join us, hour two, with Leslie Journey. Thursday. Yay! Thursday, I can't even tell you who's on in the second hour because it's Angel Thursday. We have our two angels, mom and daughter, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Brenda, as you heard, and she has been with us as well as Annabelle, their mother-daughter duo. She is a medical intuitive, also a dream seer. She's clairvoyant, clairaudient, and mediumistic. Her mother is too. They give you the most clear messages you'd ever want and love to interact with you. Annabelle has made some of our tools that we use in metaphysics, and she's read for some of the big names that you all hear. So again, I love that. And she is super, super cool. And she will be here Wednesday at 2:00. I'm sorry, she'll be here. I'm telling you, that's why my mind is not on here today. It's on trying to fix the technological issues we're having with Blog Talk. But anyway, Thursday, that's Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. At 2:00, we have Angel Thursday. And Angel Thursday this week is going to be Gay. Gay speaks to the angels. She clearly gets messages from the angels, and she can't wait to bring them to you. So I am so excited to tell you, I had a flip-flop Thursdays a couple times, and now it is Gay's turn, and she can't wait to give you messages from the angels. And then Friday, it is me. It is coffee to end your week, actually, to start your weekend, and that's why I'm here actually doing this. It is absolutely going to be a fabulous weekend when we end Fridays, because then I get to talk to you, I get to interact with you, and then I can't wait to Monday till I get back to do it again. So today, before I get to the callers, if I can get to any, I will have to tell you that yesterday some issues came up, and I thought it'd be great to bring them up. It's about the journey. It's about your life journey. And a lot of people always look ahead. They want to know what's going on in the future. Their life moves so fast. They just keep wanting to see what's going on in the future. I'm one of them. So I was reminded by a very, very neat teacher that life is a journey. Life on this plane called Earth School is about how you get there positively. So I'm all about love, light, and positive thinking. We know that we can change our life by changing our attitude, changing our mantra, changing our talk to ourselves, and changing our words by just being positive. So I decided to bring this to you this morning to tell you not everything is rushed. We're all on a continuum, past, present, and future. But the present becomes the past very quickly. So what I'd love everybody to do is just take a big breath and say, I'm enjoying where I am. I'm enjoying this minute. Yes, I might have to fix some things. Yes, I'm looking to get out of certain situations. Or there are some people like me who just enjoy everything about this minute. But if you're not one of those and you're looking for something to make you feel better, to make your situation better in the future, I can tell you that even for you, it's the journey. It's learning the lessons and learning why you're here, why this is happening, and how to really take a look at your situation and change it, because we all can change in any second our situation by changing our language of what we speak to ourselves as well as each other. Which brings me to telling you that good, wonderful, fabulous language is I am going to do it. I am going to try. I am going, actually, I not try, but do. I am going to change my life. I am going to help myself. And when you do that, it changes your whole energy and your aura colors change. So I love that. And I was reminded, just like I'm reminding you, it's the journey sometimes to wherever you want to go that is actually the meaning of why you get there. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you want to move. If you're not in a good situation, a housing situation, and you want to move, and you really, really can't take where you live, and neighbors are noisy, or things are happening, you're constantly miserable where you are, but it's taking longer to get you to move because you're supposed to learn some lessons there, and being miserable is not the energy. It's wasting positive energy to get you to the next place. So what I would do, and if I, you know, can only give you some advice, it would be to say, I'm unhappy with my situation, but let me take a look at why I'm in it and what I can do to make my energy and space better until I move on. I hope everybody sees a difference in language there. And when you can do that, all kinds of things happen. You start learning about why you're miserable. Okay, so you say the neighbors are noisy, but why are the neighbors noisy? Well, let's take a look at why. Let's take a look at what we can do to alleviate that. And if there's nothing, how we can make ourselves more comfortable while we're there in positive love and light to move on. So I know several of you deal with this. And I also know that a couple of you that have done what I'm saying have actually ended up staying where they were because they've realized when they looked at the situation was there for a reason. And once they realized, overcame, and saw the reason, they didn't feel the angst anymore. So again, it's about the journey. It's all about the journey. I'll give you another example, and then I'll get to the phone lines. Example is on love. So let's say you're dating somebody, you're anxious, they're not calling you back, you don't know if they like you. And what I'm going to tell you is take a look at why. Okay, do you want to live like that? Do you want to live in fear that somebody's not going to call you, that they don't like you as much as you like them? Do you want to live in always wondering what's going to go on in you, with this other person and you? So I would take a look at that and say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that anymore. I do like this person, but this might not be the person for me. Because if it was, they would, one, call me, and they'd be as excited as I am about talking to me and seeing me. And then on the other hand, you could say, am I being too needy? Maybe they are calling, but I want more. So if it is not something, if you want more and you want somebody to call you every day, and that's not the kind of person that does call you every day, but he still or she still likes you, then you have to look at yourself and say, what can I do to change the way I feel about my insecurities? So I love the whole idea of looking at the journey. And see, once you conquer and move forward on your journey, everything opens up to your future. So again, everyone, if I could say anything before I take this caller, is don't look so much at being happy in the future. Look at what is offered to you now, and let's move into the future. So I hope everybody understands that lesson. And I love it because, see, I go through them just like you. So I am going to take 509. 509, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have to tell you, it is a beautiful morning. It's Friday. It's sunny and warm in Florida. I don't know where you are. Mm-hmm. Can I get your name and where you're from?
It's Erica, and I'm from Washington State.
Oh, I love Washington. It's cold up there, right?
Yeah, it's pretty dark still, but I'm doing some homework, so...
And you're just doing homework with me. I'm so happy because I have to tell you, I am going somewhere and I was going to take the show off, but I felt like everyone needed to hear the happy song. And then I really had a message for everybody about the journey of life. So I didn't want to take it off. And you, my dear, have won the prize here this morning. What can I look in your life for?
I had an interview for this winery, and I've been laying my eyes on a winery since, like, late November. I was like, I want to work at a winery because I'm going to turn 21 soon, and that would be pretty cool since you get, like, tips and plus your wage. And so I decided to apply to every winery around the area, even though they weren't up hiring or anything. I just came in, spoke with the owner or even like the supervisor and gave him my resume and just kind of introduced myself. So recently this winery is hiring, and I had already talked to them, and I talked to them again, and they gave me an interview, and I had it yesterday. The lady, it was an old lady, she was super cute, but she pretty much didn't let me talk. Like, she was the one doing all the talking, which was really good because the interview, I think, was, like, less nerve-wracking for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, like, how you see, if you see me getting the job. I really, really want it, like I said. And I got her an orchid and a thank you letter. I'm just going to give it to her, I'm going to have it dropped off next week. Like, maybe Monday or Tuesday. But, I just really, really want the job. Like, it's...
Okay. First thing that came to me is I have a bright yellow yes coming. But, there is a but. You do know that your age will have something to do with it. So, where I feel like she's going to want to offer you the job, you might have to... When do you turn 21?
No, I already turned 21 in December.
Oh, okay. So you're 21. Because I feel like your age, they're showing me that you're still very young for that kind of a position. But I think this lady likes you. And I think I'm seeing a yes, yes, yes with stars. I also want to tell you that sometimes if you don't get a position that you want and you really like this, you know, winery, I think you should, you know, if you don't get anything, I think you should go to... limit it to a few wineries and go and feel how they feel about you and what their winery is going to offer you as a employee. And then if you really want to work somewhere, the best thing to do is say, hey, I really love this winery. I really like your energy and I want to be here. Even if I worked for, you know, as an intern so that you can see how well I work, I would be willing to do that. I keep hearing that might be something that you might think about. I do feel that they want to hire you. I think they like you, and I think the woman that interviewed you, is there a man there too?
No, it's just a lady, but they are, it's a family-owned business, and
yeah,
she does own it with her husband.
Yeah, that's who she has to talk to. And I really love that this is a family-owned business. I think you'll get all the warm and fuzzies that you really need, to, especially at a young age, to progress. They'll take you under their wing. And I feel like they want to do that. So I would absolutely go back on Monday. Are they open on the weekend? Because that's kind of a, you know, when you interviewed, and how long ago did you interview?
Like yesterday.
Okay. Because I feel like
yeah,
you need to do it, you need to do it quickly. So if they're open, if they're open later today, or they're
mm-hmm,
open Saturday, I would absolutely go down with a, you know, I would just go down with a thank you note. And if you want to bring an orchid, that's fabulous. And tell them how much you really appreciated them interviewing you, and how you really love this this setting. It can't hurt. And I do feel that they want to offer you the job. But I do think that she's going to be talking to her husband, and there will be an age issue. It doesn't matter that you're 21. You're pretty young for 21, meaning, you know, you're not 28, you're not 26. And he's going to have a little issue with that. But I think that they'll look at their family, and I don't know if they have kids or they did have kids. They'll think about when their kids were 21 and how they actually interacted with them. So I believe that you have a really good shot at it, but I also see you interning. So if you can, if they say to you, we'd like, if
mm-hmm,
something happens and they say, we'd like to hire you, but I really believe what you need to do, if you're going to work in a winery and you do not get this position, that you offer yourself to intern for, you know, if even if it's once a week for 6 months, because I think that that on a resume will help you get a job in a winery. So I'm going to tell you that I see yes, 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 you are going to work in a winery. I think this is a good opportunity for you. I think that you do need to be in a winery where they nurture. I think you thrive with nurture. You thrive with being treated nicely and kindly. And so I am going to tell you that there are many family-owned vineyards. Find the ones that are family-owned, mm-hmm, and go revisit them if you don't get this position. And I really would suggest you thinking about interning.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like this place because it's not – the focus is not on the wine. Like, they also have a little, like, marketplace, and they also have, like, gift shops. So it's not really wine or serving.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I like about it, too.
Well, then,
mm-hmm,
you know, maybe they're going to discuss you working elsewhere in the winery just to give you a job soon and work you up,
yeah,
up to that position. And that's what maybe I see him and her talking about. Because I really feel they want to hire you. So take whatever they have, even if it's not your
mm-hmm,
perfect position, because you could work up to that.
And I feel like I can even make them grow, too. Like, I have a lot of business ideas.
I think they
yeah,
see that in you. I feel like they feel that in you. They like your energy. She really likes you. So I think that her and the lady's discussion will be on how to use you. I just don't want you to feel like if you're not in the winery right away that
mm-hmm,
that they are going to try to find you a position there. So I feel real good that you're going to get hired. I see a yes, yes, yes. But again,
mm-hmm,
if it's not in the winery, meaning that it's a job that you want, that you think you're going to make a lot more money at, you can work up to that.
Yeah.
You can offer to intern while you're working on a day that you don't. And I really believe
mm-hmm,
they're going to teach you a lot about wines. And that's what I see. And that's why I'm saying intern, because it might be that they're going to put you somewhere else and teach you. So I feel real good about it.
Nice. Well, I mean, the position was front counter. It's not like a server or a bartender or anything like that. Because they're not
okay,
really, they recently opened, so they're really not that busy. So that's
okay,
kind of why I was surprised that they're hiring. But even though, like, I think it's a good opportunity. And they're really nice people.
It's a very, very good opportunity for you. And I'm going to tell you, it's a family business, and they'll put you into different positions there too. You might not just stay one thing. So the cool thing is they're really going to like you. They're going to really nurture you, and they are going to teach you about the business. So I say full steam ahead.
Yay.
And
I'll help them out.
And please call me. I'm here on Monday. Please call me and let me know what happened. Okay?
Okay, I will do. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. And listen, I would talk to you more, but I am going to have to end the show. So I just wanted to tell you, card, go down there and give that smile that I can feel you have.
Wait.
And light up that room.
So you think I should do it in person? Because I was going to have someone drop it off.
Oh, no, I will do it in person. No, honey. Because, you know, that's impersonal. Go. Even if it's just, even if you don't talk to them, you can leave it there that they know you came. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
then. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, I just want to tell you, it has been my pleasure. I am so sorry I have to end the show this early. I wasn't going to put it on yesterday. I am having technical difficulties in Blog Talk. So when I get back, I'm going to try to reevaluate them. But I am going, and I need to today. I am actually going to take something back and get something for my husband. His birthday is next week, and I don't have any time next week. It's February 1. So I am actually, my girlfriend is picking me up now, and she's taking me because she doesn't trust my driving because she swears I don't drive well. So I am so sorry that I have to do this, but I did want to still say hello to you, tell you what our lineup was. And I love you. Love you, Brenda. I'm so happy you joined me, and I love you, Candy, and I love you, guests. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Monday will be a full show, and have a fabulous weekend. Thank you. Bye.